In this week's podcast, you're going to hear me go through a process. I'm going to start out in a disconnected place of trying to figure out why I'm not where I want to be, and end up in a connected place of realizing that once you get connected, none of the problems that were caused by inadequate connection apply anymore. So I just want you to notice how I'm sounding and feeling. Because in the beginning, when I'm sounding a little down, it's probably because I'm coming to some false conclusions. But by the end, I'm firing on all cylinders. And this is a prime example of how you don't have to figure out what you're doing wrong in order to stumble upon something that feels right. Welcome to the Pure Potential Podcast, a weekly show designed to help you find the path of least resistance to becoming your fullest self. I'm your host, Josh Billings. Life is supposed to be fun. You can be, do, or have anything. There's nothing that you have to do. All you've got to do is stop doing that thing that gets in the way. This week's topic, how contrast inspires creation. Have you ever had the experience of recognizing that you've been undervaluing yourself? Perhaps you've been offering a product or a service or even your time, and you become aware that you're receiving less than you could be receiving because of how you view yourself and how you view the value of what you're doing. And sometimes when you make this adjustment, the people who are used to paying the old rate won't want to pay what you now believe you're worth. So you sort of end up in this in-between place where you're starting to get comfortable with charging more, but you haven't yet connected with the people who are comfortable paying more. I've been experiencing this in my in-person Pure Potential meetups, where for a long time I was severely undercharging. It was just by donation. Some people would give nothing. Some people would give a dollar. I had the suggested donation set to $5, but most people ignored it. So finally I said one day, all right, I'm just going to make it $5 even. And that worked great for a while until I got to this point where I was starting to get intuitive nudges that I was still undercharging and that I wanted to create something of more value for people. And I wanted to create something that stretched me. I could have been super comfortable charging $5 indefinitely and having decent turnouts, but it wasn't stretching me. So these last couple weeks, I've had it at the higher price. And last week was probably one of the least attended ones, which was okay though, because that smaller group really led to awesome things. And then this week, literally no one showed up outside of myself and my girlfriend. But I had this attitude of, that's okay. That this is no big deal. I'm not attached to any of this. Regardless of who shows up, I'm in this place of trusting the energy, trusting where things are taking me, and I'm going to see it through, and I'm going to see where it leads me. But after a while, the realization that nobody was going to show up sunk in, and I sort of had this empty feeling, this feeling of, what am I not doing right? Why is this once bustling group now so empty? Did I get too greedy by trying to charge more? Am I not worth the very reasonable price that I'm asking for, which is far less than a lot of other people who are hosting groups are asking for? But among all this doubt, there was this very noticeable, undeniable feeling of heartbreak. And I know it was heartbreak because I felt the exact same thing, only much stronger, when I was working on a client last week. And that feeling of heartbreak was so palpable when I was working on her that I immediately recognized it when it cropped up for me at Pure Potential. So here I am sitting in this group. Nobody showed up. It's just my girlfriend and I. She's off having fun, playing on the whiteboard, writing stuff down, making lists of the different emotions she wants to experience while we're in group. So she's in a really good place, just flowing, happy, still having fun with the whole thing, and I'm sitting here experiencing heartbreak. But I could tell that the heartbreak I was experiencing, it was so linked to the client I was working on last week, because she felt like she had done everything the universe asked her to do, but still, through all that, she was not allowing in the money and the love that she desired. And I was in the exact same boat, other than instead of not allowing in the love of a relationship into my life, I was not really allowing myself to love myself the way I wanted to. And the heartbreak I felt when I was working on her was similar to if you were wearing a t-shirt that was like three sizes too small. It was just this constricting force that causes your heart to ache because it has grown bigger than that t-shirt can hold. That old container that used to fit it just fine no longer fits it. And I was reminded of this beautiful Caroline Mace quote from Anatomy of the Spirit. We will all have experiences meant to break our hearts, not in half, but wide open. So I just began to look at the heartbreak feeling as just a part of the process, something that was helping to guide me where I was wanting to go. And so I asked myself, what do I want to shine through this experience? What does heartbreak give me access to that nothing else does? And what immediately came to mind was that, ironically, heartbreak helps me feel alive. This feeling of heartbreak was the opposite of feeling numb. It was causing me to focus on my heart. And when I'm focused on my heart and feeling my heart, I'm not making decisions based on numbers or shoulds. I'm making decisions from a place of, how does this make me feel? I'm being reminded moment by moment the importance of following my emotional guidance system. So I took a step back and I asked myself, what is it that I want? And what came to mind was that I want to believe that desire is enough. I want to believe that the fact that I'm desiring something is enough for it to come into being. And if that's true, that desire is enough, that means I have a lot of uncashed checks because I have a lot of unfulfilled desires. It's like I've launched all these desires and the universe sends me these checks to cash in on them. And I get them and I'm just like, well, I could never take these to the bank. They'll never believe I'm worth having these unless I do this or unless I do that. Or because I did this, that means I can't have that. And so there's some kind of tangled web of unworthiness that's sort of gunking me up. But the good news is that these checks never expire because your desires don't just go away. They only evolve and accrue interest. So I have all these uncashed checks, all these unfulfilled desires, and I'd like to cash those checks. I'd like to step into the fullness of who I am and live the fullness of the human experience. So I took a moment to reflect and ask myself, how can I start cashing these checks? And what came to mind is that Abraham quote, there's nothing that you have to do. All you've got to do is stop doing that thing you do that gets in the way. So how do I stop what I've been doing? Well, that's easy. I just find some way to start disrupting old thought patterns. Anything I can do to break or disrupt old patterns will create a space for something new to come through. It's that simple. Disrupt the old patterns and begin planting new thoughts that can grow into new beliefs that actually support what it is I'm desiring. And I saw it like this analogy of you've got that old, longtime incumbent politician who's running for re-election, and then you've got perhaps this up-and-coming, new, young, idealistic politician who's running against them. And I can either throw my support at the thoughts I've been thinking, or I can find a way to support that new, young, youthful politician, that new thought that matches the new me. Because right now, even though my new thoughts are powerful and full of energy, if they were to go into Congress and try to get some new belief passed so that I would come to believe it, they would run into all sorts of resistance because all the old thoughts are already entrenched in there and they're used to things being a certain way. But I'm ready for change and I want to rewrite the system so that my desires can flow more easily into being without having to go through so much red tape and bureaucracy. Because what I'm experiencing is not the result of a few rogue beliefs that are taking over my life. It's sort of an institutional problem, and I'm the institution. But if I'm the source of the problem, that also means I can be the source of the solution. I'm like the president, the head of state, and if I'm serious about making a change in the way that I see things and the things that I believe, then I can throw my weight behind new thoughts, new beliefs that match what I'm wanting, that excite me to the very core of my being. So I thought about this, about consciously growing new thoughts and beliefs that really match what I'm wanting. And I was like, whoa, I don't have to do this alone. I could find a bunch of people who are also looking to change their thoughts. And we could come together and start looking for thoughts that support our new thoughts, existing thoughts that support the new things that we want to believe. So I started looking for one thought, because all it takes is one thought, one person to start a new movement, to begin creating the foundation that everything else will be built upon. And an old Abraham quote came to mind. If this time-space reality has the ability to inspire a desire within you, it has the ability to yield you a full and satisfying manifestation of that same desire. And if I believed this, then I would believe that my desires are enough. I would launch a new desire and then be immediately excited and expect that desire to manifest fully into being. So if a belief is just a thought you keep thinking, all I have to do is find a way to think more of this thought, to look for more examples that show that this thought is indeed true, and to support that thought with everything I've got until I can get it to the place where it's a belief. Because this universe is based on freedom. We have the freedom to believe anything we want to believe. That's why there's so many people out there who believe things that we just think it's utterly crazy that they believe it. And we can be one of those people who believes something that others might call utterly crazy, but that is actually empowering us to create our lives exactly the way that matches us. We don't have to do things the way that everybody else did things. We don't have to limit ourselves to the tried and true methods of getting there. So this burst of inspiration reminded me of a breakthrough that I had earlier that day. If you look at yourself as an individual, your greatness is measured by how you compare to others. But if you look at yourself as a movement or a mission, then your greatness is measured by how big of an impact you have on others. Think about that for a second, because if you're seeing yourself as an individual, and you're measuring yourself by how you compare to others, whether you're trying to do it consciously or not, then from that perspective, other people are your competition. And even though a part of you wants them to do well because you care about them, another part of you might feel inferior if they do better than you in an area you care about. And that's exactly what I realized I was doing. I was so entrenched in this idea of seeing myself as an individual that I was not creating connection with people. I was creating distance. And as I was going through all this experience during Pure Potential, having that feeling of heartbreak, having little breakthroughs along the way, experiencing the contrast of my girlfriend being in a fun and uplifted place and me being in a not so much quite there yet, it actually evolved into an opportunity to create a deeper connection with my girlfriend, to create a deeper connection with the person that I spend more time with than maybe everybody else combined. And I had another realization. In my practice of not wanting to share too much information with people for fear that I might be judged, I was actually being a little selfish with my journey. I wasn't letting other people get in on it with me because I wasn't really sharing it so much. And that this new idea of consciously growing thoughts into new beliefs, along with this new platform that I have, which is this podcast, which allows me to share my journey with others, could be the perfect amalgamation of what it is I'm desiring. And if I could start looking at myself as my mission, instead of looking at myself as the results that I'm getting in life, then I could detach from the results that I'm getting in life and focus on ways of actually helping people, ways of actually bringing more of what I want into the world. And what I want more than anything for me and for anybody else who wants it too, is to find easier ways of connecting with our desires, easier ways of enjoying all different facets of life. And I've actually had some direct experience in how powerful this is, how by growing your capacity to do things in a fun and easy for you way can lead to results that others might struggle to try and achieve. And I'll talk about this in detail next week, how I went on this amazing journey of weight loss and putting on muscle and how it was incredibly easy and joyful for me and how all of that happened because I'd gotten myself into a place where I got better at enjoying things so that I was able to enjoy dieting to the point that it didn't even feel like dieting. And I was able to enjoy working out when I felt inspired to go, to the point where I was felt inspired to go consistently enough to get results. And if I can help people hold out for solutions that are actually fun to them, solutions that are actually, they don't seem like work or a chore, but they seem like an enjoyable thing to partake in, then it's like this mass relocation of resources. Instead of them investing their time and energy in something that seems hard and seems maybe not even worthwhile, they can direct their energy directly into something that has the instant payoff of being enjoyable, of being fun. Because that's really the attitude that I hold and personify so easily in life. It's this attitude of, I'm going to find a fun and easy way to get there, or I'm not going at all. And sometimes, on certain subjects, I've settled for not going at all. But now, I'm going there. And I'm going to work with myself, work with my beliefs, plant new beliefs if I need to empower me to get there. And I want to go on this journey with others. I want this to be a co-creative thing. I want to start looking at myself as this movement or this mission of finding fun and easy ways of going places. Because then I'm not looking at myself for what I'm worth or whatever crap I was that was crutting me up. I'm looking at, is it worth it to get somewhere in a fun way? Like, is it worth it to make your journey more enjoyable? Hell yes, it is. Everybody wants to enjoy their journey. And if I just focus on that and focus on getting good at helping people enjoy their journey more, nothing else will really matter. I don't need to charge less for what I'm doing. I want to step into doing so much more for people that it's worth it, that they're drawn to it, that the price tag seems completely irrelevant compared to what they're getting in return. And we all have that ability to focus in such a way where so much is flowing out of us that it's so worth it. It's so worth it to share that with others. That's what creates that magnetism almost, that draws people to you. And I have access to that magnetism. So this is not a question about what I'm doing or how much I'm charging or how I should word things differently. This is a question about how directly I'm being the person I came here to be. And if I create a space where I can more easily be that person and I can more easily focus on the thing that causes me to feel most alive, then that aliveness can be shared with others. It can be amplified by others. It can be even more fun because I'm sharing it than it would be if I just sat home and basked in my own space and enjoyed it myself. So here's what I want you to take away from this. I want you to ask yourself who you would be if you didn't look at yourself as an individual, but you looked at yourself as a mission. What would you focus on? What would cause you to feel most alive? What sort of impact would you like to have on the world? And I'm not talking about an impact so much as in changing the world or changing the law, but an impact in terms of changing the space around you, creating a space around you so that when other people are around you, it impacts them in some way that brightens their day. And instead of talking about the weather, you're talking about that thing that you're sharing, that energy you're emitting. And it's not about making other people happy. It's about making you happy with other people, where you're excited to be around other people because you know you're going to co-create an awesome time with them. And your focus isn't so much on them and where they're at, so much as it is how can you and where you're at co-create with them in a way that's exciting and pleasing to you. Because you are the president of your own thoughts and focus, and you have the power to start making changes, to take on the old entrenched ways of doing things, and to update them with something that matches what you're wanting to create now. So I invite you, wherever you are, wherever you're hearing this, either check out the show notes at joshuabillings.com/podcast, or if you saw it on Facebook, wherever you saw it shared, and just post somewhere. Post what your mission is, or what the new belief that you want to start believing and growing is. Because no matter where you are in this journey of life, you've made progress. You've launched new desires, or you've found new clarity. And now is the time to cash in on those checks. To stop living life by default and to start deliberately creating the you and the experiences that light you up. So pick one, either a mission statement that lights you up and has you excited to start working on being that you now, or the beliefs that will help you find clarity on what you want your mission to be. And start that grassroots movement of change that will allow you to evolve into the person that makes you feel most alive. The you that puts a smile on your face when you look in the mirror. And I want to connect with you and help you find fun and easy ways for that to unfold. Because it's not worth it to have to sacrifice to get there. And you just don't have to sacrifice to get there. There are easy ways. There are paths of least resistance that are out there for us to find. And when you get out of your own way, everything's a path of least resistance. There's no limit to where you can go. And that's where I want to go with you. Into that place of limitlessness, into that place of pure potential where we're really scratching the surface and diving deep into who we came here to be. And that is the journey I want to share with you from this day forth. For full show notes and more information on this podcast, check out joshuabillings.com/podcast. The Pure Potential theme song was created by Mike B. Fort. For more of his music, check out soundcloud.com/MikeBFortOfficial.